Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast.
Welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And we are going to be talking about Deathgasm today.
Whoop, whoop.
Very excited. This is Kayla's pick. It's a great pick.
I just want you guys to know, we can keep this in. I didn't use my notebook for this.
Oh.
Oh.
Did you use a computer?
Did
you use Google Docs?
Yeah, who are you?
Grace.
Because oh my God. I have like 2.5 notes. I was like, I'm not wasting a whole piece of paper for this.
Wait, but did you use like a colorful font?
I did.
Okay,
good. Okay, good.
We didn't totally lose you.
No. A font that is appropriate with what I thought the font they used in the movie was.
Okay, nice. Very good. Cool. Are you going to be able to read your notes?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
100%.
Oh my God, that's so cute, Grace. You're wild.
I love it.
I know.
This growth, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Kayla, so yeah, want to tell us why you chose this movie?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's not deep. It's just funny. I don't know.
Yeah.
You and I first watched it years ago, and I don't know. It's just one that stuck with me. The gore is ridiculous and over the top and great. And the acting is horrible and cheesy, and it's just great. It's just a good time.
It's great. Fuck yeah, dude. I'm so glad you chose it.
We haven't, like, discussed any of it because, you know, we like a surprise to see how we feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is my new favorite movie, you guys.
Oh, yes.
I am so obsessed with it. I've told, like, 15 people to watch it, and they all love it.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know how I missed out on this movie. It is my new favorite movie.
It is definitely like not a well-known film.
No, I've watched it any means. 4 times in 2 weeks.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God. That's
amazing.
I'm so obsessed with
it. Okay, wait. Yeah. I want to know like if you guys thought I was going to like it or not.
I did not think you would like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I did.
Oh, good.
Did you?
I did. I liked it so much.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, as I was rewatching it to write the scene synopsis, I was like, oh, Elaine's not going to like this.
Yeah.
No, I did.
It had been a couple of years since I'd watched it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad you did.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait
I'm glad both of you liked it. That's so great.
Mm-hmm. I definitely
Oh, my God. Is this a movie we all love?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I think we're like two for two so far, you guys.
Two for two.
Oh, my God.
Look at us.
I think that's going to change really fast.
Look at us. I think so, too.
Oh, it's going to change fucking quick.
Real fast.
Real fucking quick. I think we have,
don't
like,
get used
two
to
weeks.
It.
Yes. Yep.
But it's okay. Oh, let's celebrate the success right now, okay?
Yes. We'll enjoy it while it lasts.
The small wins. Little wins.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Sweet. Grace, do you want to tell us a little bit about the making of the movie?
Yeah. So this movie was written and directed by Jason Lee Howden, L-E-I, not sure. This was his first movie, but he did a few short films before. But he has done a ton of other visual effects for movies since then. War of the Planet of the Apes 2. The Hobbit movies, Romeo and Juliet, and Wolverine.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Plus, like 20 other movies. Again, there's only stuff on Wikipedia about this. I could literally find nothing else. But it says that he got the inspiration to write this because in high school, he was a social outcast into heavy metal and just wrote a movie, basically, from that.
It's amazing.
I love that.
I love that.
Great.
Someone from Bloody Disgusting said that this is the most metal horror movie ever, but he only gave it 4 out of 5 stars.
Oh,
what? And
that's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know
why
I didn't say why. No.
Okay.
And there was no link to the article and I couldn't find it.
I don't want to know why.
They were totally like making a sequel and Jason said that the first 10 minutes there's more gore in the entire first 10 minutes, I guess, than the first one.
Ooh.
But then New Zealand canceled it.
Fun.
But they had already made it and everything, so I hope that it gets made someday. The name of it is Goremageddon.
Gormageddon.
Gormageddon. Isn't that nice?
I love it.
Walmart didn't like the movie title, so Walmart is sold as Heavy Metal Apocalypse.
That's the name.
I did read that. Yeah.
Of course,
Walmart Heavy Metal Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not wrong.
They're not wrong, mm-hmm. but yeah.
That's not the name of it.
It's not, and I'm not sure why Walmart was like, no, that's too much. But you know, whatever.
That's funny.
That's all I have, guys.
Fucking Walmart.
Nice.
Wow.
Cool. Yep. Cool beans.
Amazing. So fun.
Do you have a pun, Elaine?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, do you cool. want it? I do. Give it to me.
Okay. Did you know that eating mercury can kill you? It's a death metal.
Oh, my God.
That's great. I like that. Sweet. Well, before we get into this, of course, if you haven't watched the movie, you should watch it before listening to the rest of the episode. That way you don't get any spoilers, because we do talk about the film in its entirety. And it just makes it that much more enjoyable for you. So go watch it and then come back, because we'll be here.
Yeah.
So without further ado, Kayla, would you like to take it away?
I sure will. Two teenagers unknowingly summon a swarm of demons after playing an evil hymn with their band and must fight them off and save their town.
Perfect.
Brody narrates how he ended up living with his ultra-religious aunt and uncle and dickhead cousin in a small town called Graypoint. He introduces his friends Dion and Giles and explains how he met his new friend Zach. The group decides to start a band called Deathgasm. They are not good.
Perfect.
They're great. So good. What are you talking about? Okay.
So good.
This title sequence
is so good.
I didn't know what I was getting into, right?
Right.
And then there's like shitting intestines and like
penises. And then like the penis eyeballs.
Yeah. And just
it's so
all
good.
The things. It's so
good. Were you like, what the fuck?
I was like, oh.
Oh,
okay.
This is the tone of the film.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, based on the intro, I'm 100% into this movie.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To me, it was giving like the Guitar Hero, like loading scene.
Yes.
Like, it's just like all I can think of.
Mm-hmm. There's so many songs that I only think of because of Guitar Hero.
Yes.
Yeah, same.
100%.
Yep. Heart-shaped box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that song.
I think of every time I hear Raining Blood, I think of how hard that song was.
It's so hard.
It's the hardest mm-hmm. song on the entire game. All of them.
Mm-hmm. Beyond the title. Oh, I just love anything that is shot in New Zealand and with people from New Zealand. I love their fucking accent.
Oh, yes.
It's it's my favorite thing. I think that's why we love Bluey so much.
Yes.
Partly why we love Bluey.
Right. Mm.
Have you guys, I think they referenced it like someone was wearing a shirt or something, or I might be imagining that and I'm just correlating the two because it's also New Zealand. But have you guys seen Housebound?
No. Oh, it's so good. No. That's another good one, you guys.
Mm-hmm. It's another New Zealand horror comedy.
Oh.
It's fucking great.
Totally different from this, though.
Yep. Yeah, very different vibe, but I really like it.
It's super good. It was on Netflix for a very long time. I don't know that it is anymore.
I just love those accents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love them.
So lovely.
I really love Balls Deep into Jesus.
Balls Deep into Jesus. That was my next note.
Love Jesus. A shirt that says that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mom went on a meth bender.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I did have a fun fact.
Ooh.
Apparently, the director/writer said that the opening black and white sequence was meant to emulate black metal album covers.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Which I totally see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. His fucking cousin David. What a fuckhead.
Oh, what's his name?
David.
David.
David. Ew, David.
Ew, David.
This is our second movie with a David.
It is. Back to back.
Weird.
That is kind of weird.
And I think he says... he's hospitalized more nerds than asthma. Yeah, I like that.
Oh my God, yes.
Uh-huh. There's so many good lines.
Yes.
In this movie. It's so quotable.
Very quotable.
It really is. I think like half of my notes are just like the lines I thought were funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He thought Ricky Martin was heavy.
Martin was heavy.
So funny. Oh, so I did good. Say that Dion looks like he's about 35 years old.
Oh, yes. That man Dion is very old.
Is, I think the blonde, I put it nerdy later.
Kid. The D&D dude.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking of someone else.
That gets the D10 stuck up his nose.
Yeah. No. They're all older. I Googled how old they were. I think.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Brody is like 23 or something.
Mm.
And yeah. I Googled what he looks like
I
now.
I love him. He's not so even cute. The same.
He looks.
Really?
Yeah.
Totally different?
I want to know.
Totally different. Yeah. It's, you wouldn't even recognize him, honestly.
Really?
Oh, weird.
Yeah, because I wanted to see how old everyone was, you know?
Yeah.
He's adorable.
He is.
He's really cute.
I really love his, like, fantasy when he's on top of the mountain.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. The chicks, like, kneeling by him, and he just, like, lasers off their tops.
Lasers off.
And metal is away.
Metal is away.
But I like how, I mean, later when the girl does it, too, and then that's her listening to metal.
Yes. So
isn't
good.
That what we all feel when we listen to metal, though?
Right. It just makes you feel fucking.
Hits her out.
Yes. And you could, like, slay a fucking dragon.
Yeah. Yes.
I read Kimberly Crossman, who plays Medina. She enjoyed the script and the character so much that she paid for her own flights from LA to New Zealand to work on the movie. And she also didn't mind performing her first nude scene. It was only her on set with like a small crew, and then they edited it into the shots of Milo.
So
or
they
Milo
were respectful?
Cawthorn, yeah, to make it seem like she was topless in front of him. And she said that if she had been required to expose her chest with him there, that she may have chickened out. But I thought that was really nice.
That's amazing.
That is really nice.
Like, not super exploitive. Like,
yeah.
A movie that respects women, maybe? Totally?
Yeah, totally.
Like, what a concept. We can still do it and respect them. There is a way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I found my note. The thing that reminded me of Housebound. So the teacher, the, like, fucking crazy teacher that ends up shitting blood later.
Mm-hmm.
He is the psychotherapist in Housebound.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
I wonder
if it's the same production company or something.
Maybe.
I'm going to put it in my notes. That.
Yep.
Great shading on the demon penises.
Mm-hmm. The dicks for eyes. I'm here for the dicks for eyes.
Yeah. I love when he gets to the record store. And he's, like, talking to the owner or whatever. He's all, metal's back there next to that kid.
Okay.
And it's just funny.
Can we talk about
I just love him, like, trying to.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I love him, like, trying to, like, make a friend.
With, like, the vinyl thing. He just, like, keeps pulling him up.
And the poison.
The poison record.
And he just looks at him like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Zach is Team U Zach Danzig, I decided.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Totally.
Timu. Not Kroger. Timu.
Not Kroger. Timu. Yeah.
Amazing.
Even worse than Kroger.
Cromer.
Cromer. So there's that. I love the little, like, medium chick, the little psychic chick with her
teeth. Oh, yes.
It's so funny. Like, what's going on here? Like, it's just, like, happening kind of thrown in there. But
yes.
Yes.
It made me laugh.
So many moments in this movie are just, like, they never come back to it. It's just, like, the most random shit. And it's amazing.
So surprisingly, I found a lot of fun facts about this movie.
Oh,
and
really?
So, I know, yeah. Allegedly, Jason Howden said that the Math Compass attack story is based on a true story.
Really?
Uh-huh. He knew a kid in school with two sets of front teeth who was, quote-unquote, fucked up. And some bullies stood on his King Diamond tape, leading him to attack them with a math compass.
Oh.
That's great.
Oh, wow. Poor guy. Yeah.
I know. That's kind of fucked up.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I love that he used that story.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. I was like, not the King Diamond tape.
Not the King Diamond tape.
And their cute little blood pact. Making Napalm.
Right. Yes. Making Napalm. Yes, I forgot about that. He is wild. Oh, Zach Wilde. Did he?
I wrote that he like, you want to do something crazy? And he's like, it's not role playing, is it? And then his response.
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck is role playing?
What the fuck is role playing? Because he's like, it's not role playing, is it? Just so, I don't want to do that.
I already do that with my other friends.
And that sucked.
So cute.
I love the other suggestions for the band name. Murder Boner and Toothed Vagina.
Toothed Vagina.
I loved Murder Boner.
I love that lowercase is for pussies.
Lowercase is for pussies.
Okay, yep. You guys, I actually have two fun facts right now, okay?
Ooh, cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So when Zach goes into the garage, he was scripted to say ladies. So that's what everyone was expecting him to say. But then he goes in and he spits instead. And so it's said that the reaction from the other boys was genuine. I obviously was just acting. I didn't think it was that genuine. But I thought that was kind of funny
that they did
that instead. Mm-hmm. And then when he says deathgasm and it like comes out, you know, all animated, it's missing the A.
Oh, is it really? So yes. It's D-E-T-H?
D-E-T-H. And Howden takes full responsibility for it because he said, I actually did that graphic at like 5 a.m, a few weeks away from the SXSW deadline. And it was pointed out to him later, but it was too late.
I didn't even notice.
I didn't notice either.
I had to go
back.
That's
hilarious.
I think that's okay.
So funny.
That is funny. I like that. I like that it's fucked up, actually.
Me too. It kind of works. Death.
Yeah.
Deathgasm.
I love the kid on the keyboard. What's his name?
Dion.
I'm like, he would be the keyboard dude.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, he gives keyboard.
100%.
Because, like, nerdy dudes with metal, I've posted a bunch of memes about it, but when, like, the band shows up and they look like this, you better get ready to die in the pit. Because.
Yes.
So good.
Who says heavy metal up your butthole?
It's like across the screen.
Yeah.
There's like text and it's right before this next scene synopsis. Yeah, just heavy metal up.
I put heavy metal.
Heavy metal up your butthole.
That's my last note and then it's the next.
Yeah. Same.
So funny.
Cool.
Perfect.
Let's do it then. Brody and Zach break into Ricky Dagger's house and steal a record from him. A suspicious looking guy shows up at the house, so Daggers gives the record to Brody and Zach, telling them to guard it with their lives. The mystery dude kills Daggers. Zach and Brody look at the record and sheet music falls out of the sleeve. The sheet music is very old and its title is in Latin. They want to learn how to play it and turn it into a deathgasm song. The mystery man arrives at another house and speaks with someone named Aeon, who seems to be the leader of some sort of cult. He tells Aeon that the Black Hymn is missing and Aeon has him decapitated. Like, Brody's so funny.
I know.
He is adorable.
I'm like, can he's I just so like, pick you up and hug you?
I know. Pick you up and hug you.
You're so cute. Box him up. I did write the penis skeleton sends me. And I don't really recall what that is. I think it was like one of the art in the house, but it was like a skeleton made of penises, or there was like penises coming out of the skeleton. I don't know, but I guess it sent me somewhere.
That's funny. I don't recall that.
It sent me somewhere.
It sent me.
Not sure where.
I'm going to have to look out for that one. I just love Haxan Sword. That's a great Haxan name.
Sword.
I like when he's like, didn't he kill bunnies with a crowbar? Is that what he says?
Yeah.
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 And he's like, no, man, it was a... Yeah, claw him.
He's like, get your facts straight.
Right. Yeah. I just love Ricky Daggers' character in general.
Yeah.
Me too.
He's just so funny.
Said, and over is the top. This Iggy Pop? And then I said, oh, yes. No, it's actually Rickety Cricket when he stands up.
it's Rickety Cricket and Iggy Pop.
Yep.
If they had a baby. Oh, great. I said he was holding the vinyl like a corpse. You know, like if a corpse is like holding something.
Yes.
And you have to like break it away from its hands that are all.
Yes.
Like
a mortise.
That's what it was giving.
Also, how did he not wake up? Like he woke up with them whispering over...
And his eyes just like shoot open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just metalheads.
We're just metalheads,
right?
And
Ricky Daggers. I fucking love how they talk. God damn, so good.
Obviously, it's like a lower budget film,
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I said, okay, gore.
Mm-hmm. The gore is amazing. Like,
it's so good. So
good.
Right?
Yeah, the practical effects are great. Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah, it's a good throat slice for sure.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about what a douche canoe fucking Aeon is?
Oh my god.
Who are you? What
who just, are you?
He's just a man in the gloves. I didn't know his name just, until you just said it.
Oh wait.
Man in the gloves.
Not the hitman dude, but the dude like sitting behind the desk leader. That's getting like blown while he's talking to him.
Oh my god, yeah.
Wait, okay, wait. It's fucking Rick Astley. It's a fucking Rick
Astley. Rick, you got Rick rolled.
Yeah.
So funny.
I love that that's what they chose.
Yeah, me too. But anyway, love that the dude that's getting blown behind the desk or whatever. That whole scene.
Dora the fucking like Dora the fucking Explorer.
Yeah. Oh my god, yes. Yes.
And he's like, no, like Romans and shit.
Romans and shit.
I love how it says like daemonia and they can't even kind of decipher what
right he's like thinking. Oh I wonder what that could mean. He has to look it up in a fucking Latin dictionary. Come on,
right. You don't have any idea, huh? Okay.
What were you saying, Grace, about Aeon,
the dude, the fucking cult leader guy? That scene is so fucking dumb and I love it. He's like, no, can you do it again?
Oh my god,
you just do it again
first. And then they're like, okay,
and I love,
and then they just like,
I love how, like, the henchmen, like, look at him, like, are you doing it right?
Yep. And they do it, like,
and then they, like,
all robotic, kind of, like.
I know.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Also, the sound of him pushing that girl's head back down.
Oh, I know. I know.
No.
It's just not.
No.
Okay. We don't need that. Okay. Thank you.
Fun fact, if you would like it.
Yes.
Is it about that girl's?
No.
Okay, great. No, I was like, wait a second.
No.
No, it's about the hitman whose name is Vaden.
Vaden.
The man who plays Vaden, the hitman, his name is Tim Foley. He was initially cast because he already had his own severed head from a previous project.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh.
He's like, hey, I can totally get decapitated, you guys. I already have that.
Let's do this. Like, I got you.
It's going to save you so much money.
That's so great.
Pretty cool.
What a fun fact.
We should just have a severed head just in case we ever get cast in a movie. We'll be like, nope, look, I'm ready, you guys.
If it's a severed head, I'll be very upset.
Oh, that's what I have on my coffin letterboard in my room right now.
Oh.
Are we ready then?
Totes.
Yeah, I'm done.
Cool. Okay. The band is shooting a music video in the woods. Afterwards, Brody runs into his crush Medina at the shop. The two end up getting ice cream together and talking about music. Brody's dickhead cousin gets jealous that Brody's talking to Medina. Zach and Brody show the sheet music to Giles and Dion. They decide to play it and they become entranced. Shit starts to get weird outside and they stop playing. Brody translates the Latin on the sheet music and it explains that it summons a demon for ultimate power. Dickhead cousin kicks the shit out of Brody for talking to Medina. Medina runs into Zach and asks him to give Brody a note to meet up at the park that night. Zach doesn't give Brody the note and goes to the park instead. Brody gets home. He is very unwell and his room is trashed.
Their music video is the greatest fucking music video.
Isn't it great?
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yep.
The jacking off of the fucking sword.
Of the sword.
Oh. I love that Dion is just in his school clothes.
Just his regular fucking clothes. And then his fucking like glasses on over the corpse paint is over hysterical. The corpse paint.
And then other dude has kiss makeup.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I had a note. I was like, why the fuck does he look like Peter Criss?
He does.
Like, that's what you decided to do for your corpse paint?
Come Everybody on, else is all death metal.
I mean, I get because he's the drummer and Peter Criss is the drummer. But still, like, it's kiss, dude.
Still, yeah.
I love
Maybe
it.
Maybe he just, he didn't know what else to do. He wasn't feeling very creative.
Yeah.
The
yes.
music video is a reference to the well-known, for being bad, music video, Call of the Winter Moon by Immortal.
I want to look up this video now.
You should. It's
know how bad it is.
I've seen it.
Immortal.
It is so... It's
Call of the Winter Moon?
Call of the Winter Moon.
We probably have seen it.
When did you watch that?
Well, because death metal music videos are just...
They're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
This,
yeah.
When they run into Medina at the shop,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maths class?
Maths.
Yeah, maths.
Maths. What?
Is that correct? I don't think that's correct.
Fucking why do they say that? Maths class? It's one. It's math.
Maths.
Math.
I like how she's like, can I please have my tampon?
Oh, yeah.
She's so cute.
She really is. You guys, there's like no one annoying.
Do you know she played a fucking
Power Ranger?
He did too.
Yeah.
What?
They were Power Rangers.
They both did.
Yeah, Brody.
Brody.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I love Power Rangers.
So great.
Imagine having that on your, you know,
resume.
Deathgasm and Power Rangers.
That's quite the spectrum. Stretch. The spectrum, yeah. The meme.
Oh, I
this
know.
This is what I was talking about. I was like, this is what that meme is from. It's so cute.
Okay, wait.
It's
so fucking cute.
I'm sorry though. Did you guys watch this on a TV? Or on a laptop?
A TV.
On a TV. How did you watch it?
I watched it on my laptop in bed with my headphones in. The sound of these people eating ice cream. It is like the most fake licking sounds that you will ever hear in your life. Like, it was so disgusting. Grace, don't even do it. Don't even try to like figure out what I'm talking about. It will make you so angry. I had to mute.
I didn't notice.
That's fucking hilarious. You had to mute.
I muted until they were speaking. I would mute and then unmute.
That's fucking hilarious.
It was disgusting.
I just love Brody. He's so awkward sitting there in like his full fucking metal garb and his corpse paint and just like
it's adorable.
Do you like
it's
metal?
So cute. Metal? She's a flirty girl.
Oh.
I know. Talking about her tattoos, she's like here. I'm like, okay, here. Medina.
Or here.
Okay, putting the moves on.
Right? Uh-huh. Which I love.
Me too.
You know?
I love a little golden retriever black cat combo.
Yes. It's great.
That sort of analogy. Yeah.
Me too.
Yes.
Yep. Very cute.
It's really hard because this is where my notes get a little strange.
They get fucky, don't they?
Mine get weird too.
Mine are fucked the whole time.
So I also feel like this is going to be a really short episode.
Yeah. I love the way he explains like why people listen to metal. It's so great.
And I feel like that's totally Jason, you know, the writer and everything, like his actual feelings about it and how he felt.
Yes.
In school and stuff. And
yes. And you know what? So much, like, not only is he just like educating this person who doesn't know about it, but like to a girl. Yeah. So nice.
Right. Instead of just being like, oh, you're just a dumb girl that doesn't listen to metal. Like,
Right.
He's not an asshole about it. He's so sweet. Right. Yeah.
So sweet. Just like, this is what it means to me. Here you go. And the CDs. The CDs. And he's like,
oh.
Oh, okay, this one. Like, yeah, that was too much. I apologize.
She's like gagging. She's like,
yep.
So cute, though.
It's really cute.
I love it all.
So much. Mm-hmm.
And I like how when she's like, is this a good spot for a tattoo or whatever? He's like looking away. He's like, yes.
He's like, yep. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Such a good boy.
So cute. So when they're in the garage and they're showing the other guys the sheet music and they ask where they got it, and Zach is like, found it in a skip. I was like, what the fuck is a skip?
Yeah, what
it's a dumpster. So a bin is just like the trash can, but a skip is a dumpster. I was like, okay, cool. I don't fucking know. I wish I knew.
Although, why is a dumpster?
True.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
You dump it there.
You dump it. It's called fall because leaf fall down.
Say that.
We're simple creatures here in America.
We call them flip-flops because they go flip-flop.
They go flip-flop.
Yeah. I love her so much.
Oh.
So funny.
When the fucking... I love this part, especially when they start to play the black hymn the first time and his uncle like bangs on the garage and he's like, stop playing that devil music now. Because that's like what everybody associates metal with in general. They're just like, oh, it's devil music. But then like it actually is devil music this time. And it's really funny.
It's like, oh, he was actually right, though.
You were actually correct.
I made a note here that I'm loving the CGI clouds.
Oh, so bad, right?
Oh.
So bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the way his face gets all
Yeah, I have a problem with that later.
I like I think he's talking about when he got beat up or whatever, and that his splooge came out red.
Oh yeah, because the chick grabbed his nuts too hard.
Yes.
And his splooge came out red.
Splooge.
I don't like that.
Oh, like, I think it's splooge. Fucking hilarious.
I don't like that word.
Oh, no. I find it hilarious, but I don't like that.
I don't like that.
That's awesome.
I love when Medina listens to the CD.
It's so good. She's
transported to the mountain.
And she is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
She's a bad bitch.
Yeah.
It's so good. And she's like, fucking loves it. And twirling the axe and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vibe.
I love it.
Yeah. It's so good. And I love it because, like, it's cheesy, but it's not cringy. It's just awesome. Right. You know?
It's what self-aware. It all is.
Yes.
Right.
It's also like they're not explaining anything, they're just showing us.
They're just doing it.
Yeah, they're just doing the damn thing.
And then she doesn't say any words. She doesn't have to say, oh my God, the metal music made me feel like this. Like, just,
right. No, she's just like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When David starts beating up Brody and they fucking rip his earring out.
Okay, wait, that looked a little bit too easy.
Right? He just
like, oh my God.
Oh, I like what he says. What are you doing? What are you gonna do about fudge packets?
Fudge packets.
You're never gonna go near my little bitch again, or I'm gonna put you in the dick every morning.
Oh my God, every morning. Well, and when every he morning. Calls her my bitch,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ew.
Nasty, ew. Nasty.
He's the ickiest.
No. Yeah, the grossest.
What a douche canoe. Yeah.
Douche canoe. Don't be doing that.
Yeah, his shit gets rocked right here. I feel so bad for him.
I know.
His shit gets rocked.
I hate how all of this transpires, right? Me because too. Then, like, Medina finds Zach and gives him the note. Fucking Zach. He is the worst.
He's the worst. He's such a fucking asshole. He's a
real classy guy right there.
Ew.
Yeah.
Danzig. When he is siphoning the gas, he a little bit looks like Heath Ledger.
I actually had a similar thought right there. Yeah. I don't know if it's the way his like hair is in his face.
Yeah.
Right. Just at that.
But yes, I know what you're talking about.
It was like something to do with his mannerisms too.
Yes.
Mannerisms.
Yeah. I had
mannerisms.
I had the same thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's funny.
Are you stealing petrol? No, I'm stealing diesel.
Petrol?
Oh, I made a note. First full moon shot.
Yes.
And then I love the poster when Brody's in his room that says, Brody drinks jizz. So dumb.
Guy.
So much.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, his cousin, like, they like spray paint over his posters and like rip them up and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, people like that are so fucking real. Like, just let people like whatever the fuck they like.
Yeah,
how about
right? Like he's not fucking hurting you. He's not doing anything.
Right. Who cares?
Literally nothing. Like it doesn't affect you at all.
This is a message to the Christians. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop that. Stop
doing
that.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Listen.
I can't blame him for like looking at that black him and being like, okay.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. No, he's downtrodden.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and also
needs some help.
Hey, Zach, no means no. Okay,
no means no.
Oh my God,
no means
stop
no.
It. Also, like she didn't want to meet up with you, bro. Mm-mm. She wanted to meet up with Brody.
You're just
like manipulative little
caught
prick.
Her in a bad situation. Okay,
right. You're taking advantage.
Yes.
Don't be Zach. Be Brody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Always be Brody. Mm-hmm. His black eye makeup. I just thought it was really good. It looked really good.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he forward. Looks like he got fucked up.
Yeah.
It's very believable.
Yeah.
But yeah, then I was also going to say about the whole Zach thing, because then later when he sees Brody, he's like, I have your back. He like, oh, yeah. And Brody, and I'm like, the fuck you do?
The fuck you do?
The fuck you do?
You fucker? Ew.
Yeah.
I just have a note here that says, thank you for considering the well-being of my tits.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, wouldn't want you to freeze your tits off when he hands you his jacket.
Yeah.
I just like that note. No context.
No context, no.
Considering the well-being of my tits.
Any other thoughts?
I'm ready to summon the demons.
Well, beans. Let's do it. The next day, the band meets up to play the Black Hymn in its entirety. The sky gets really dark and people in the neighborhood start vomiting blood everywhere. The band passes out. At school, a guy who's clearly possessed tells Brody that the Dark One is coming. His math teacher is very unwell and vomits blood all over a student. Later, Brody and Zach are hanging out when Zach's dad becomes possessed and attacks the guys. Zach kills his dad, and Brody tells him that this is his fault because of the Black Hymn. The guys decide to go see the local psychic, Abigail, to see if she can help. Meanwhile, Giles and Dion go to Brody's house and run into Medina. They decide to head to the school and leave a note for Brody and Zach. The guys find Abigail, who is severely unwell, but she tells them that the demons are killing everyone in their path to prepare for Aloth's ascension, which will happen at 3 a.m.
I like that Satan essentially is turning up the music to 11 here, is what I said.
Yes, turning it up to 11. There's a lot of blood vomit in this film.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
A lot of blood vomit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love the dude with the heart-shaped glasses.
Terry.
Oh my God, I love him.
And how he slides in and out of shot.
Yes.
The sliding.
And Brody's just like, God. Jesus.
Yeah.
It took me a couple times, though, to hear what he was saying. Because there's no subtitles on.
What?
What is it called? Tubby or whatever?
Oh, I watched it. It was on Peacock. Tubby.
Yeah, I watched it on Peacock.
What? It didn't give you an option for that.
What?
Yeah. I only said Tubby.
I'm pretty sure.
I watched it on Peacock.
It were but on Peacock. But I had Peacock.
To like, go back and forth, like back to it like six times. I was like,
"You're like, what the fuck is he talking about?"
That he's gonna roast your nuts. Over
gonna roast fire your nuts.
Still attached. Of
course. No, you didn't mention that, Terry.
The math teacher.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Did you imagine?
No, he's up there ripping ass, and then he. Shit's blood. And I think it's Medina who's like, are you okay? What?
Yeah, she's like, are you okay?
He's literally currently shitting blood. Yeah. So, no, like, I don't think
fucking
so.
Okay.
Like, copious amounts of blood.
Yes. Right.
He's like pouring out of his pants.
I'm sorry. He's then projectile vomiting onto this girl. Fucking move.
She just sits there.
Many times.
Three times.
I know. Get out of the way. He does it again.
Like, good. What God. Doing?
What doing?
What doing?
Stop doing that.
Stop. I love how after that scene, they're sitting in Zach's car, and Brody's just like, it's like everyone in my neighborhood went fucking crazy. And Zach's just like, yeah, everyone's always been crazy. And it's like,
no.
Like, that dude shit blood. Yeah, so the garage scene with Zach and Brody and his dad.
The eyeballs. I love it. Oh my so good. God.
It's so good.
I just.
And they take the, like, the fucking, like, band saw or whatever to his face and just, like, grind it off.
Ooh.
And so he's like, should we check his pulse?
Yeah.
Well, it's first, a fucking like, engine for a head.
It's just his dad, and all he has to say is brutal.
Brutal.
Oh, and then. Like, for the whom fuck? The for whom the bell tolls, old man.
The bell tolls, old man.
So good.
So funny. Like, okay.
I love that whole thing.
I think he would have wanted to go out like this.
I think he would have wanted Brody's like, to go out like this.
Oh, fucking when Dion and Giles go to the house and Dion is wearing like fucking Hulk hands.
Yes, the Hulk hands.
What are you what doing?
What is that going to do?
I like when he fucking grabs the dice purse off of Dion's belt and he's like, you brought a fucking dice purse with you to the apocalypse? And then he just pours the dice into the fucking is that a paintball gun?
It's a paintball gun, yeah. I think so.
Anyway. Yeah. Dice to the dome.
Oh, you were axing for this. Another full moon shot, but make it red.
Yes, make it red.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Red. Boom.
Oh, this is where, and then there's another
red
note that says red moon, blood moon.
Blood moon. Yeah, I just love when Medina axes the fucking demon. She's like, I really want to come up with like a tagline. Like, you were axing for this.
I love her. She's so cute.
I love her. She's adorable.
Yeah, I said, I don't know, I said it, but I might have talked over somebody else because, you know, that's what I do. But I said, no one annoys me in this entire movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that he's supposed to annoy you.
Right. Right. But like the main, the core group of characters, they're just awesome.
They're all great. Yeah.
Right. Good. Like Zach sucks, but like he's not annoying. He's just like, that's just his character.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So when they're talking to Abigail and she's like super fucked up and they're all, she's smoking, right? Which is so funny to me. The director said that filming cigarettes is the worst. Oh. Not because of the cancer, though, but because of the continuity.
Continuity of the cigarette smoking.
Because, like, that's you know, funny. When you're watching a movie and it's like the cigarette's almost burned out and then you go to the
how to and get then there's it a new cigarette. Again.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Kind of funny.
I've that's never why you gotta... thought about that.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's 3 a.m. The devil's hour. It's like, what time zone?
What time is that?
Oh my god. Pacific or Eastern time?
Pacific or Eastern time? Do demons recognize daylight savings?
Yes. Okay, so if there are any like scientists or like sleep specialists that happen to listen to our podcast, I would like to know the answer to this because I saw something on TikTok the other day, so you know it's true.
Of course.
About how like the reason everybody wakes up at 3 a.m. is because of a spike in cortisol levels.
Interesting.
And I tried to just Google it really quick because I didn't actually remember it until you were reading the synopsis. But apparently cortisol spikes around 3 a.m. And I'm like, I wonder if that's why everyone is like, that's the demon hour because everyone wakes up at 3 in the morning randomly.
It could be, yeah.
I know. I would like to know that the answer.
That is interesting.
I don't know if that's
when
true.
When I wake up in the middle of the night, it's always around like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I just say it's because the devil is helping me.
Right. It's the devil.
Right.
Yeah, I love the practical effects here too with Abigail and her husband. Like, it's just great. Great makeup.
Oh, yeah. Great makeup.
Do you have any more thoughts? Anyone?
I don't have any more.
Well, nope. Abigail dies here.
Yes.
So when Abigail dies, Byron, the shop owner or whatever, is like so fucked. But I'm not sure how I feel about his laugh. Like the demon voices in general are just not it for me.
Not great.
No, I would agree. Yeah. Yeah, the laugh definitely took me out for sure.
And I like when Dion leaves a note. That's all.
Yeah. I know.
Even though fucker ends up not showing him.
Yeah. No, those are good friends.
Yeah. They're adorable.
Okay. All right on. Aeon and the occultist freaks show up at Greypoint to destroy the Black Hymn so that Aeloth can ascend. One of the occultist chicks kills Aeon and becomes the leader. She goes to find Brody. Zach and Brody get back to Brody's house. Zach hides the note from the rest of the group. The guys are attacked by Brody's aunt and uncle. They find a stash of sex toys and defend themselves from the demons with them. They find better weapons and kill Brody's aunt and uncle. His cousin arrives and Brody kills him. The pages of the Black Hymn have been scattered throughout the town somehow. Zach and Brody drive around collecting them all. They show up at the school running into the rest of the group. Medina is tending to Brody's wounds and he finds out about Zach hiding the note from him and hooking up with Medina. Brody confronts him, they fight, and Zach leaves. I like when the other cult chick kills Aeon and she's like, now who doesn't have a gag reflex?
Oh my god.
Yes.
Yes. Ew, and that demon boy is so nasty.
Yeah. That's the same one from the bathroom.
Yep. Oh, it is. Right.
Terry.
Terry. He's nasty.
He's ick.
I like that they just want to play the song backwards.
Right. They're like, that'll work.
Reverse everything.
Makes sense. Adds up.
Like Rob Halford style.
Yeah, I would try it.
Yeah. Right? Oh, funny thing about playing it backwards, but it's not totally connected at all. So you know how there's that whole myth that if you play The Wizard of Oz on mute and listen to Dark Side of the Moon, that it like syncs? Yep. Apparently, there's a rumor that if you do that with Deathgasm on mute and you play Iron Maiden's Live After Death, it syncs perfectly.
Oh.
So I want to try it.
I do too.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I'm curious. But yeah, kind of in that same vein, right? It'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. That is fun.
Isn't there one like that with Fantasia too?
Yeah, Fantasia. I think it's something if you play Fantasia. Fuck, I don't know what it is exactly.
I don't know what
I don't know what album it is.
I love Coctopus.
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 Mm-hmm. And then when he's talking to him about Medina, and he's like, "Ah, you'd never get to second base with her." And he's like, "What?" He's like, "Anal."
Yeah. What?
It's like, God. It's like I'm really scared to know what fourth base is too.
Fourth base is, yeah. Ugh. The dildos.
Oh my god.
Oh my
god, I was not anticipating this.
Me either.
This whole scene is so fucking great.
It is so amazing.
It's so over the top.
Yeah.
I love that all the crosses are now upside down in their house.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yes, I noticed
that. Nice touch.
I love it. Nice
touch.
Nice little touch.
Mm-hmm. And that the sex toys are in a box marked church stuff.
Yes. Yes. Church stuff. This whole scene sent me to wherever Elaine went also. I was dying. I was not expecting any of this, and it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
I still remember
the slow-mo.
I still remember the first time Kayla and I watched this, and we were both like, what the fuck? Like, this is great.
It's so funny. He pulls out the anal beads, and Brody's like, rosary beads or something?
Yeah, rosary beads.
And then he fucking puts the dildo on his mouth, and Brody's like, what did you do that?
Fucking double-sided, and it's
Oh,
I like when Brody is getting attacked and Zach has to finish his beer first too.
Yes,
and
then of course.
God, yes,
yeah.
It was giving like Shaun of the Dead, like 2 seconds to go get the camera.
2 seconds.
Same thing. And the slow mo kind of reminded me of like the beginning of Zombieland with For Whom the Bell Tolls playing while they're like being chased. It was the same kind of kind of vibe.
Yeah, totally.
It's such a great scene.
It's so amazing. Good. I put "this is amazing" all caps, exclamation marks, their weapons, the slow-mo.
Yeah, I loved all of it.
Yeah, I was actually kind of unsure how you two would feel about this scene. I was like, oh god, they'll either love it or hate it.
Funny.
Yeah, no, it's so funny. Hilarious.
That's upsetting to me that you think I wouldn't like it. And I thought we were friends, Kayla.
Well, I don't know. You never know. People have their weird things that just
their
like,
boundaries.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
This wasn't. No, this didn't cross my boundaries.
I'm so glad. This isn't crossing my boundaries.
But you guys like a little fun fact? So Howden, he apparently, allegedly, kept the box of sex toys in quote still in original condition, meaning they're covered in fake blood.
All the fake blood that they used in the scene,
it's still covered in it. Yep,
that's amazing.
I love that.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Like, that would be something to see. You just go over to someone's house and...
He just has, like, a display case of bloody sex toys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I feel like, oh, it'd be fun to
explain that one.
Right? A little scary.
When Brody goes to get the chainsaw and it's, like, taking forever to start up, he also walks so funny with it when he leaves the room.
I love that whole part.
Is always a good choice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get it to start.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Yep.
Yes.
And I also put at the end of this scene is death by dildos.
Death by dildo. Death I wrote the same dildo. Thing.
How funny.
That's fantastic.
That's good.
Death by dildo.
I really love when he like chainsaws his aunt in the stomach and all her intestines spill out.
Oh, yeah.
And she steps on them and they're like stringy.
Yes.
It's so good.
So good.
Yeah, and just him like blacking the fuck out of his uncle in the face with the dildo is just great.
It's just
Before the guts happen and Zach and Brody get separated and Zach is in the room with the uncle and there's the other dildo on the fucking dresser and he shoves it down his throat and his jaw rips off.
So good.
It's so good.
So good. Yeah. Great effects.
Mm-hmm. The dude that did special effects, the like special effects designer, he's the same guy that worked on Evil Dead, which is another
crossover callback.
Yeah.
And he also did 30 Days of Night.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Uh-huh. That's awesome.
And then one of the other special effects, just like techs, he wasn't like the designer, but he like, you know, put on prosthetics and stuff. He worked on all 3 Lord of the Rings. As well as Ash versus the Evil Dead series. And then What We Do in the Shadows, the movie.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great resume.
How nice.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, it makes sense why the special effects
are great.
Yeah.
Are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they definitely put like the majority of their budget into the effects. And that's how it should be. Yes. You know? Yeah.
I agree. Yep. I do feel like this scene went a little bit long.
It's a little long.
Just like a smidge long.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't love the dildos in the ears. Like,
oh, that was silly.
It was silly and it's fine. But I just felt like the amount of dildage.
Perfect. I don't think there can be enough dildos. Like, is that?
I think it was perfect. Oh, like, after the jaw, like, that was the end of the dildos being funny for me. Like, the ears were just like, meh.
Yeah.
Wasn't totally necessary.
It didn't hit for me.
Didn't do it for you.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
That's good.
I agree with the scene being long, though. The second time I was watching it when I was just taking my notes, I was just like, okay, let's get on with it.
So me and Lorelai are here for the dildos. You guys have a cap on dildos.
Yeah, it does reach its limit with, like, it just being funny. Like, I don't know.
Right.
At that point, like, the shock factor's over, and I'm just like, okay, let's keep going.
Let's just move
on. And
I
also feel like maybe because it was less practical with the dildo in the ears, and it was more whatever else.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it kind of took me out of it, because everything else was so good before that, and I just didn't think that was as good, so I was
like... You are going to hate This Is the End.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you are actually going to hate that movie. Yeah. Because
This Is the End is like this movie times like 1,000.
Yeah, I don't dislike these kinds of movies.
I just mean like dragging.
It does dragging, tend to drag.
And it going like too far to the beyond point where it might not be funny.
Yes.
But like on purpose.
It's like they got high and wrote the movie as they went.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Maybe I will surprise you.
When they're sitting there after they've killed him and they're just, you know, trying to figure out what the fuck just happened. And their cousin comes in and he just kills him. No hesitation. He's when he came in and, you know, he said something about Satan.
Satan?
He's like, I don't think he was possessed. You didn't hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking great.
It's so
good for you, buddy.
Good for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Backtracking to see a smidge.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're right. When you said This Is the End, I was thinking Studio 666, and I was like, why do you think I hate that movie?
No.
I think you're right, though. You're right.
Yeah.
But I will do my best not to.
No, go into it. Just, tell us how you really feel about it.
Yeah, I will, I'm going to do my best to not think about hating it before I watch
it. Sure, go into it with an open mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Studio 666 is like, I think, got their inspiration from this movie, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
It's almost the same kind of thing, but it's so beautiful.
I can't wait. I'm super excited. I wanted to watch it when it came out, and it just was one that never happened.
Me too. Yeah.
I love a good preparation montage.
Oh, that's literally what I said. I love a good montage.
We love them.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for them.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
You're pretty good at whacking off guys.
Oh, I was like, why did I write that note? My next note says, why the peen? But it was the like naked
demon. The naked man with the peen hanging out.
God damn, why?
Yeah, I just said, why the peen? Penis, and then I said, penis off.
Penis off.
Penis off.
I've got a penis off.
Yeah.
A penis off. Zach and I were watching this, and it's when they're like driving around looking for all the pages, and he's like, how the fuck are they able to track down all these how do they just know where the fuck the pages went? I'm like, I know, babe. It's just suspension of disbelief.
Because, they do find them awfully fast.
Awfully fast.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
There's a note here. I said that Zach is a wanker.
Zach is a wanker.
Mm-hmm. I was just bored.
He's a
fucking douchebag, man.
He's a douche. Yeah, because they find the last page at the school, and then Brody sees, like, flashlights, and he's like, oh, shit, what was that? And Zach's, like, trying to get him to leave because he's a fucking douche because he knows his friends are there.
Yep.
Tried to bang his girl.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Didn't tell him about the note.
Yep.
And like, why doesn't he want him to see the friends? I don't understand. I think
because Zach thinks he's too cool for his other friends, you know? And
You
know.
Stupid.
I love that they're playing D&D.
Oh my god.
Still. Like
they're just
still.
Passing some time in the demon it's apocalypse. The
demon apocalypse, yes. And he's like, no, we gotta finish this fucking campaign.
Yep. They're so cute.
It's really sad when Brody sees Zach's jacket in Jacket.
Oh,
so sad.
Yeah, that breaks
and
my heart.
And then he's like, did you
but
guys
you know what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I love that he gets mad at Zach.
And yes. Not her.
Because he gets it. He understands, you know, and it's Zach is the one at fault here.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he's like, you knew how I felt about her. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The writing is very good. You're right.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm. And when Zach is like, I'm not even into her. I was just bored. I said, typical man.
Yes. Yes.
Nasty. Ew.
Get away.
Especially because you weren't really into her and you knew your friend was.
Right.
Like
what? What are you even getting out of that? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Right. Dith to false middle. I'm like, what does that mean, Zach?
That was a really good accent.
Yeah. It was good.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I could replicate it. Now she complimented me. Yeah.
I was joking when
you too.
When we were watching the movie, I was like, I think I'm gonna talk in a New Zealand accent the entire time during the podcast, but I haven't a single time. So I wanted to. I'm feeling it would be like when I tried to impersonate Gary Oldman, Christopher Walken.
That was the fucking
welcome
best.
To Gore Girls.
Welcome to Gore Girls.
Oh my god.
So bad. Do you remember? I think I animated it up even more, but that's like basically how I did it. It was so terrible.
It was so good though. He's chaotic neutral. You're lawful good. I love that Dion said that.
So cute. And I don't think he's chaotic neutral. I feel like he's chaotic evil. But that's just my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys, I have some thoughts about the end of this movie.
Okay, well, we can get to it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
The gang decides to try to play the Black Hymn backwards to get rid of the demons. They go to Ricky Dagger's house to use his amps. They find the cult waiting for them there. The main chick tears up the sheet music. The gang gets tied up to be used as a sacrifice for Aeloth. Zach shows up and saves them, sort of. The gang fights off the cult and demons while attempting to play the Black Hymn from memory. Dion and Giles are killed. The group is surrounded by demons and Zach tries to fight them off but becomes possessed by Aeloth after he kills the cult leader. Brody plays his guitar and brings Zach back momentarily, long enough to tell Brody to kill him before Aeloth resurfaces. Brody kills him. 2 months later, Brody and Medina are together now. Medina is very cringy. The end.
I love that you added that.
I had to add it.
Good lord. Mm-hmm. Like, stop it.
Listen. Shut up. All right, let's hear our thoughts.
They are trying to figure out how to play the pages backwards. And Medina goes like this.
Oh, yeah.
She does the hang ten. And Brody fixes her hand. I thought that was so cute and so sweet because she's trying.
She's trying.
Yeah.
And she's not a dick about it. He's not like a fucking idiot.
He's just like, nope, not that one. I'm just going to fix that for you.
He just thinks she's adorable. And he's like, I'm just going to help you out.
And she thinks he's adorable. Like,
they're just adorable.
They're so cute. So good.
I like how they didn't show how they got to Rickety Cricket's house.
Right, they're just there.
Yeah,
they're just there. Rickety Cricket's house.
To Iggy Popper, Rickety Cricket.
Yeah,
I don't Iggy know. Cricket. Iggy Cricket.
Iggy
Cricket. I don't know who says it. I think maybe it's Zach. He calls the cult the Manson Family Cumbucket.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh,
that tongue wasn't meant for Latin.
That tongue wasn't meant for Latin.
You think if we soil our pants, they'll let us go?
I guess we'll find out, or something like that.
Yeah.
He literally shot his pants right there. Yeah.
I probably fucking would too.
I would have already shot my pants
at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There would be some sort of bodily fluid escaping. Yes. So.
A malfunction of some sort in my
body. When Zach finally shows up to save them in the corpse paint, and she's like, so you decided to come save us and you took 10 or 15 minutes to apply makeup?
Put on makeup.
Yeah.
So before I knew that, I said, did Zach rage paint his face? Then like 30 seconds later,
2 seconds says, later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same yep. exact thing.
I had the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's great. Yeah. At least he shows up, I guess.
I guess. Yeah.
I guess.
I put death by chainsaw to the ass.
Chainsaw up the ass.
Chainsaw mm-hmm. in the booty.
Could you imagine?
In the booty.
No. Can you oh, imagine?
No. I couldn't. Could you imagine? No, no.
No, no,
Dion's
no.
death is amazing too.
Oh,
oh yes. my god,
the fucking spine. Full spinal cord spinal still cord. Attached,
yes. and like oh, the sound effects moly. With it.
Yes,
damn. Yes,
mm-hmm. so good.
Giles has so his arms good. Off, and he's been beaten with the arms.
Oh no,
with
he's the cut arms. The arm off.
Yeah, it really just goes full fledged, just debauchery.
Chaos.
It's you know?
Amazing. Like,
damn, it's great.
Full I read chaos. A fact that the way this is a direct quote, by the way. From whatever oh, website. The ways in which several characters / demons die contain references to the song Hammer Smashed Face and the band Brain Drill. Ooh. And Zach's line about having his testicles grabbed references Cannibal Corpse's I Come Blood. C-U-M.
Oh, nice.
C-U-M. C-U-M.
To clarify.
Yeah. Yeah. I love nice. That they do that throughout the whole movie. That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also, we never mentioned it, but I love that all the like actual metal posters and CDs. And
oh,
stuff
yes.
The whole movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do great, a great yeah. job fully immersing just you into the culture.
To... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're probably all great. Of like his actual favorite bands.
Right.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah.
I love how Brody has like a screwdriver drill type situation. Mm-hmm. And yes. he just like, he just takes it to the demon's chest. I'm like, that it's probably going to take more than a screwdriver.
Probably.
That's not it.
No. Ronald yeah. called this scene a death tornado.
Death tornado.
Yeah, that's accurate. I like that.
So yeah. This is my problem.
Okay.
Like, mm-hmm. why the storm? Like, should he not come from the ground?
The ground.
And not
the ground
the
makes more sense.
Like, I guess he's just his spirit is possessed spirit, whatever is just possessing somebody. So I guess it's fine, but
it's a little.
I wasn't a fan of the sky, and let me tell you how I wish it had happened. I wish they had just left Colt bitch alive in the corner. Mm-hmm. She's trembling. She's in the corner. I do not like the sword through the chest because everything had been so good before.
That CG yeah, is
that
not
was
good.
Just kinda, right. And then they said that the demon was going to possess the shittiest soul who was nearby or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that they had kept her alive and it just possessed Zach because he's been so shitty throughout the whole thing. Like, he's uh-huh. so shitty that it's not even going to possess the cult leader. It's
right.
It's going to possess
right.
him. That's yeah, what I wish that. Had happened.
Hmm. I get yeah. that. Yeah. The yeah. CG with the sword through the chest is not great.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That was a bummer for me.
I do love the lightning that like circles her boobs when make she like takes everything yeah. off. That's just hilarious to me.
Yeah. I do like.
But I'm like, why are you naked, bitch? What are you doing?
Why are you naked?
I said,
why are you
yeah, naked? I said, cult bitch's tits are out because why not?
Because why not?
I said, cult bitch is naked now.
Cult bitch is naked now.
Tits out for Satan.
Yeah. But yeah, I had the same note about the CG with her death. I was just like, meh.
Meh.
Not yeah. great. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the mask?
I just.
On Zach.
Nah.
I'm yeah. not a huge fan. I get what they were going for.
Yes.
But I don't know. Something about the execution is just.
I didn't
falls
like
a
hate
little
it.
Bit flat.
It just. Was a little large. It wasn't totally proportionate mm-hmm. or like yeah. proportional like with his body. So I felt like that was a little goofy. And his mouth didn't really move.
No.
Yeah.
Which is also goofy. So
yeah. And the voice was not good. I'm glad I had subtitles. I don't know what you guys, if you even know what he was saying.
I got snippets.
Yeah. We got the general idea.
Got the gist. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's almost like they just kind of ran out of money or ran out of...
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, didn't fully see the end to fruition. Like, they didn't really know right. where they were going with it all. And so yeah. they just kind of, like, threw it together.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have been better.
I have a note, and I am remembering that I didn't say my note earlier. So, earlier in the movie, it's just like a scene, you know how they have like little cartoon sort of things like in between scenes?
Yeah.
There's one where they like in the beginning mow or like put fire in someone's lawn, and it says Satan instead of
Satan. Yeah. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
It's after they create the napalm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's in like a field. It says Hail Satan. Because
then I have a note here that says Zach is Satan.
Zach is Satan. They're just forgetting A's left and right.
They are. Yeah.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
And then he says, hey, I see your dong.
I see your dog. I love that. Oh, yeah. That's how he gets him. The callback is great.
Yep.
The metal brought me back.
The metal brought me back. It's so cheesy, but it's so good.
It's so good.
Oh, another note. Ronald said that Brody here is Shreddy Krueger.
Shreddy Krueger.
Shreddy Krueger.
That's fucking great. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I love that.
And how do you feel about... Zach. Yeah, Zach dying.
Yeah.
I'm fine with
it. I'm glad he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. It'd have been dumb if he didn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wish it was a little bit different.
Yeah.
I like your version.
But I like it for what it is. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we usually come to that conclusion with a lot of these. We're just like, great movie. Endings not so much. Endings are hard.
Yeah. Ooh. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, so we got to talk about
God, Medina.
I said
what
Medina
hair.
I said what the frick, Medina? I'm not like other
what
girls.
The frick?
That's my note.
It's giving Avril like Lavigne.
I said the same thing.
Avril
Lavigne. And it's like I don't love that she just like totally transformed herself from who she actually is. Right. Like you can be girly pop.
Yes.
And you can like metal. Guess what?
He like fell in love with her or whatever because of who
she was.
She didn't actually totally transform herself.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, it's fine if he wants to educate her and then she ends up really loving metal. And
That's great.
But she can still love all the other things that she loved. And like now she's smoking and now she has this really shitty tattoo.
And she like, her like all these hair. Facts.
Yeah, they're talking about like the mic covering with Cannibal Corpse. And I'm just like
shut up.
It was so good up until that point. Yes. I was like, why did you have to do that?
Yeah. Damn I do like, though, however... that Zach fucks with him from beyond the grave.
I thought
it was pretty funny.
Yeah. It's very Shaun of the Dead as well.
Yes.
There.
Yeah.
I said that the room is dusty.
Dusty.
Did you notice?
Mm-hmm. That tracks.
Yeah.
Fun fact: I don't have like anything about the music really, but the song that plays during the credits. Mm-hmm. It's by a local New Zealand band called Bullet Belt. Jason Howden, like, asked them to create, like, compose and perform the main theme for the song. It was titled Deathgasm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Aww.
Cute.
And he does backing vocals on it.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is cool. Yeah.
How fun. That's,
like, all I have about this film.
Yeah, I already told you guys everything I had.
Did you stay till after the credits?
I didn't. I should have learned to do
how
that.
Off-brand
I know.
It's just like
that's so off-brand. I think I was just very tired.
What happens? What happens? I missed
it's
it
just
too.
Like it's just like a little snippet of Zach and Brody talking, and he's like, "So what's life like beyond the grave or whatever?" And he's like, "Yeah, like there's a bunch of metal legends or something like that." Like it's very brief, and then it just
how
cuts
cute.
Off. Yeah, it
oh,
is
damn
cute.
It. Nope, I really screwed the pooch on that one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. I was watching a TikTok and it was a bunch of people talking about like just hilarious shit white people say. And they said screwed the pooch. And the one dude was like a dog. And they're like, well, they're not saying you do that. Like you say that when like you mess something up. And they were just like, what the fuck is wrong with white people?
It is a weird
it's
one.
It's pretty funny.
It is. Yeah.
Made me laugh.
Right on, guys.
That's we did it. It only took us 6 recordings to get there.
Yep.
Yay. Jesus Christ. Shall we?
Oh.
gauge. What would you guys give it on the gore gauge?
10.
10.
Yeah, I want to say like 9 or 10. Like we gave 11? Evil Dead a 10.
11.
11?
Well, I said technically, I said 11. Infinity.
Infinity. True, you did say Infinity for Evil Dead.
I did.
This is like I right below, you know, Dead. Like.
Mm-hmm. How about 9.75?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Like as close as we can get I'll to take 10. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not quite 10, but almost sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And negative points for the CG at the end.
Yeah.
Or all of it, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, the movie didn't scare any of us, but I love that we all loved it.
Yeah.
I did. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah, I'm really glad you guys liked it. Yeah. It's a fun one. It's a good one just to kind of put on in the background.
Yep.
Amazing. Sure.
It's a good go-to. So next episode, we are going to be doing my pick. We're doing Idle Hands, which is very like within the same kind of vein.
Yep.
And I'm so fucking excited.
I'm so excited.
This is one of my all-time favorite movies. But yeah, I'm so excited to talk about it with you guys because it's one of my faves.
Yeah, I can't
wait.
It's
so good. I've seen it.
I was going to ask. That's
perfect for Halloween.
It is perfect for Halloween. But yeah, I was asking Aline if you'd ever seen it.
Nope.
It's a good one.
I'm so excited for you to watch it.
Since like high school. I'm excited.
Nice. Yay. Yeah, I think it'll be a good one to talk about. Cool. Super. All right, well, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Well, I guess you'll hear from us in 2 weeks with Idle Hands. Follow us on Instagram if you don't already. It's Gore Girls Podcast. We have a TikTok and, like, Facebook, too. It's all basically just the same. Gore Girls Podcast.
Yep.
Find us there. Awesome. And as always, don't forget to wear your sunscreen, drink your water, put your shoes on, and lock your doors.
Yeah, damn it.
Fucking doors.
And don't like play Satan's music unless you want really Satan to come.
Yeah, don't actually play devil music.
Right.
Yeah.
But play all the metal you want
from it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, play metal. But like
don't hook up with your bros dude, oh my God. Your girl. Yeah, like don't be doing that.
Don't be a fucking asshole.
Don't be a fuckboy.
And then like don't kill your aunt and your uncle with a box of church stuff.
Church.
Unless well, it's like do, really warranted. Right. If they're demons trying to kill you, maybe do.
Mm-hmm.
But like, don't summon the demons to be.
Oh, you know what? Right. Biggest thing right now, don't change yourself for somebody else.
No.
Yes.
Stay true always to yourself.
Be yourself.
Always be yourself.
Be yourself. Be yourself.
Be yourself. Yeah, that was really good, you guys.
Alrighty. Catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.